I'm Chris Harwood. This is live from Studio A. We've got a band in from Duluth and Superior. They hail from both sides of the bay. And they've got an extremely busy weekend coming up. They're playing Electric Fetus this afternoon, in-store performance actually this evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Then they're heading across the street to Pizza Luce, playing tonight and tomorrow night, part of their CD release show for their third album. They'll be playing tonight with Kind Country and Feeding Leroy. Tomorrow, they'll be playing with Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank and Kyle Alla. We've got in the studio Black River Review. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great to have you here. We will talk about the new record in just a minute, but I want to start off with a song.
Cool. This is the title track, Just Can't Win.
Fantastic.
It's all over now.
It's all over.
Why are you running today? You feel some fight, it won't go your way. Go your way. They shadows in the dark.
Shadows in the dark.
And whispers from the wind. I try so hard and I just can't win. Just can't win. I saw that look in your eye. You said you'd come on, but I know those lies. Know those lies. And when you leave me, girl,
when you leave me,
just get me out of your mind.
Out of your mind.
Oh, give the treasure you left behind. I must be blind. The door's closed, pages turned. I can't forget all those things I've learned. A bitter pill for me to swallow. And if you lead, I have to follow. Eyes of heaven now.
Eyes of heaven.
The sky's sinking low. So many roads, but nowhere to all over now.
It's all over.
So where do I begin? I try so hard and I just can't win. Just can't win.
Black River Review live here in Studio A, the title track of their brand new album, Just Can't Win. All right, so we've got here in the band on guitar and harmonica, you just heard there too, Adam Steria. And on bass and vocals, we've got Ian Qualley and Tim Lutgeb on banjo and also Nate Heinem on mandolin. Fellas, it's great to have you in here. This is your third album, Just Can't Win. You know, they always talk about the sophomore album thing and how that second record's just got to kind of, you know, match to the first. Or can they possibly repeat the alchemy in a bottle from their first record? And that third album is a whole different ballgame because sometimes if they've proven or not proven themselves in that second album, they think, well, where do you go from there? Is there oftentimes you see bands kind of do some big stylistic change or some sort of, you know, suddenly they've stepped up with production values or something with a third album. What was the process you guys went into for making this one?
I'd say the production value was had a big part to play in it. We worked with Tom Fabchance down at Sacred Heart.
Mm.
And we had a lot of guests on this record that I think really makes it sound a lot different. It sounds much different than the previous two.
What did the guests bring in?
Sorry, that?
What did the guests bring in for this record?
We added drums, steel, fiddle. I guess that's not different, but... and then, what are some of the other things? Some vocals?
Female vocals, which we had before, but we had Sonia from Feeding Leroy come in and sing a few tunes with us, and Ryan Young from Tramp by Turtles played some fiddle, and Chris Forsberg from Kind Country played some fiddle, and Lee from Feeding Leroy played some pedal steel. And
oh, pedal steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a video on your website from the Channel 8 thing, and you had drums in that. I thought, drums, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that would have gotten you kicked out of the Ryman as a bluegrass band in 1950, but drums are kind of in the fold now in many ways. So
yeah, we had some songs on the record that we were like, you know, they were rock and roll songs. Yeah. And my good friend John Lamar, I had played in bands with him before, and we invited him to come play some tunes on the record, and yeah, sounded great to us. And so, yeah, we threw a couple drum tunes on there.
Yeah, and a couple of fiddlers, you said. That's sort of the fifth piece of your traditional bluegrass ensemble.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, we had two good friends of ours, Chris Forsberg from Kind Country, who's playing with us tonight, and then also Ryan Young from Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah.
And we sent them four songs and said, you pick which ones you want to do.
Oh.
And surprised us, and they recorded those down at Ryan's studio, Neon Brown, down in Minneapolis. And
oh, so you just sent them the tapes and they added it on top.
They sent us some fiddle tracks back, and it was incredible.
Nice.
And so we played with both of those guys on and off the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, so they're familiar with your style, so to speak.
They know our style.
Yeah. So, well, that's great because I haven't heard lately of too many people. I suppose it's done a lot, but rather than having them come up to Sacred Heart and playing it live with you, they chose to do it down there.
Send them the tracks. Yeah. It worked out very well. What else to add? Oh, Jake Larson mastered it, so we had kind of keeping it local for this new record.
Right.
We also kind of took our time in the studio, which we haven't done in the past. I don't know, 2 weekends in a row, and then it was helpful to have it in Duluth, too, so we could sleep in our own beds at night.
That's always a good thing.
Took our time writing the songs, too, I think. Our first two records came out one after another, and then this one was about 3 years.
Right, yeah. Garbage Picking in 2013, Spring Thaw in 2014. This is 20, so 3 years.
Yep. Yeah.
Took us a little bit.
Yeah.
Some big life changes and big, just everything. Lots of playing, kind of crafting our sound. So it's,
yeah.
It's awesome. It feels like we finally did it. We finally made it.
I think about the pace of making records, you know, back in the mid-20th century. It's like every 6 months you had to have a record coming out, or you just weren't going to be forgotten.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So having that time to sort of slow it down, that must be nice.
Yeah, hopefully we weren't forgotten.
No, we got to be noticed in the first place.
Well, so did the songwriting, all original songs, some covers? Anything?
Yeah, basically all original tunes. We have one tune on there that's kind of based around an old traditional song, but kind of made it our own. Turned it into one of those rock and roll tunes that we got on there.
Yeah.
But other than that, a bunch of the tunes I wrote, you know, just brought the shell of the song to the boys, and they really make the song.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the riffs and, you know, timing and stuff like that. These guys, I don't know what I would... how I would make songs without them.
Yeah. Well, you know, songwriting can sometimes be rather kind of elemental at first. When you bring in a song, the hooks, the riffs aren't really there yet.
Right.
You know, that thing that might define a song kind of comes out in the studio. So.
Right. And on this record, there's three of us that wrote tunes. In the past, it was, you know, Nate would bring an instrumental song, and, you know, I did most of the singing, but... Nate's got some tunes that he sang on this record, and Tim wrote an instrumental. And but yeah, it's all a collaborative.
Now, just
effort.
So you know, this is Adam Stereo we're listening to
now.
But Nate Heinemann, mandolin. Now, you are you more of an instrumental guy? I mean, mandolinist. I think, you know, I think of all the Dave Grisman albums and things that just come to mind, where it's a lot of really wonderful instrumentals. But so is that your first approach? Some people write the lyrics first, you know.
Yeah, that was my I wrote. I think 3 instrumentals on the past 2 albums, and that was kind of my thought. I didn't think I had a singing voice, and then after we recorded those, I started just, I don't know, I just sit down and play, and the lyrics would come into my head, and I just wrote them down, and I thought maybe I would have these other guys sing them, but I ended up just singing them.
Well, you're in a great company of people who didn't think they could sing. I recall Nat King Cole wasn't a singer until somebody forced him to. Look where that took him. So, let me go back to that question again. So on this record, the songs that you wrote, they have some words.
All right. I sing on them. Let's see. Adam, these guys kind of back me up, and so does Sony on one of the songs. So it's kind of cool to have the whole ensemble of voices in there.
What does Sonya add to the harmonies? This last tune had some unisons, for example. Is she bringing that high, lonesome sound that you guys are?
Angel Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She's an amazing musician and vocalist and musician. We're really fortunate to work with her and everybody else, all the guests, and they're all friends of ours. I mean, they're not just some studio musician that we called up and we're like, hey, you know, we'll do this. We get in contact with them, and they're super excited about it. And it's
the Sonya thing came about late night at a music festival in a hotel room. We were playing some tunes and having some drinks, and we're like, hey, check out this new song we've been working on. And she started just singing a little bit, and it was just like, that's awesome.
Locked in.
We're all like, okay, when it comes time to record this in a year or more.
But you know, how many great songs have come out of festival jams to begin with? You know, it's just like it's a place where a lot of the alchemy happens nowadays. So.
And last weekend, all of us, everybody that recorded on the record, we were all down at Boats and Bluegrass in Winona. So it was good to hang out with everybody and see everybody down there.
Yeah.
Played with some of them on stage. And
okay, so you were playing some songs for the record that they played on, so they were able to join you.
Yeah, Sonya and Chris weren't able to be there when we played, but we had Ryan come and play a few tunes with us, and Lee played the whole set with us, so it was fun.
Are they going to be joining you guys tomorrow night as well?
Tonight? I think tonight is the night. We're going to have Sonya hopefully singing with us.
Okay.
Convince her, and Chris on fiddle, and John on drums, and Lee on steel, so it's
crowded stage at Pizza Lucia tonight.
Yeah, we're going to fill that stage up at Lucia tonight.
Well, again, as I said at the top of the hour, you guys are playing three gigs in the next couple of days. You've got an in-studio or in-store performance at Electric Fetus this evening. So are you just carrying your instruments across the way?
Yeah, we're just going to park the van in the middle of Superior.
Right, just shut down the street. May as well turn it into a street festival.
Park anywhere I want, lights.
And then across the street to Pizza Lucia. Now, Kind Country and Feeding Leroy, are they playing first, and then you guys close tonight?
Yeah, we're gonna go on. We're going to shoot for midnight both nights. So that's why we're doing the Fetus thing at 7. That's all ages and parent and grandparent and kid friend.
Oh, great.
So come on out at 7 o'clock. We're going to play some songs, sell some CDs and T-shirts.
Right. Well, let's hear the song now.
Cool. This is called Along the Way. It's sunshine's high on a windy day. I see all you thinking of him, you're smiling at me. I can't become the man you want me to be if you don't let me go my own way. If you don't let me go my own way, it's been 5 years and I'm living on my own, and I'm still trying to find my way, learning to survive with the find a place, babe. Like a bird who's flying by.
home on the lake, forget all your promises. Along the way, it all flies by. When I think you might be away, you leave me with no other words to say. Yeah, you leave me with no other words to say. So at my window, ships float along, still surging like butters flying by.
Then I know.
Long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. So at my window, ships float along, still surging like a bird who's flying by.
Then I know.
Long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight. No, it don't matter where I lay my head tonight.
Black River Review, live here in Studio A this afternoon. A song from the new record?
Yeah.
Which one's that one? No, that's
called Along the Way.
All right. The new record called Just Can't Win, and you guys are releasing that tonight. So I want to step back a little bit to the origin story. You've probably told us this before, but I want to hear it again. So
sure.
Let's start with the name. It's
I grew up, and this is Adam talking. I grew up out on the Black River, right by Patterson Park, right outside of Superior, and started playing music with one of my childhood friends, and he played a banjo, and so we kind of just started playing open mics and stuff, and thought of the name Black River Review, and you know, named after my home, and yeah, started playing small gigs. Bev's Juke Joint she gave me my very first show.
No, really?
Yeah.
Bev,
yep,
all right.
Yep. So had have to give Bev a shout out, because you know, she was very encouraging when I was starting out. Same with Jason Musso.
Yeah. How old were you back then?
Early 20s, probably 24, maybe.
Right.
Something like that. And then by happenstance, by another childhood friend, I met Nate. And he was just playing bass at the time, and I had a mandolin. And so I let him borrow my mandolin, and he took to it like a duck to water. And
yeah, I guess.
Started playing. And through that, we met Ian. We needed a bass player at the time, and Ian was playing in another band and called The Adjustments, and so we started playing shows with those guys and playing with Ian, and he joined the band, and through that we met Tim, stayed at Tim's house one night down in the cities, and so yeah, that's kind of how we all met. Tim and Ian grew up together, and so yeah, we have some cool ties.
Now, bluegrass as a choice, you know, I think about old-timey groups back in the day, which is, it's what they were playing to begin with, and bluegrass kind of emerged from that, but it was really a southern thing, and I don't know, you feel like these days bluegrass is pretty much pan-American to the point that you don't have to be from Kentucky or West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, we were just down at Boats and Bluegrass, which is one of the coolest festivals I've ever been to, if not my favorite, and it's real small, and it's a culmination of this whole Wisconsin, Minnesota, and, you know, greater area music community, and it's pretty cool. Just seeing how many people around here like this kind of music, and just so many great people in this music community that we have. It's I can't explain it, but it's just a huge group of friends.
Yeah, I think you did just explain.
They bring in acts from all over the country and even internationally too.
Yeah.
So it's a cool thing to see. Like, I think there's a duet playing guitar and auto harp from overseas. I'm not sure exactly where they're from.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands, like, and then there's groups from Portland. You know, from East Coast, West Coast, and just all over come to Minnesota. Winona went Minnesota to play for a couple thousand people. It's pretty cool to see.
Cool.
To see that.
Well, and we just heard about Nate jumping from bass over to mandolin, which isn't the easiest leap to make.
Well, for me it was, The mandolin is actually just an upside down bass.
Upside down.
Flip your brain upside down. Yeah, a little bit.
It's like watching Hendrix play guitar, right?
But no, the guitar. I always tried to learn how to play guitar, but there's the six strings is just a little much for me. So this really is just four strings. I mean, there's eight strings on it, but they're tuned to the same.
Right, a lot closer together though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a small guy, so it's just for some reason the mandolin just seemed easy to me,
yeah.
Easier than the guitar. So that's kind of why I picked it up, I guess.
Huh. Wow. Okay. And Tim, banjo.
There was
you got a three finger style going.
Well, yeah.
That's a tough. You know, not people call themselves bluegrass bands, and really they're just he's just frailing on the thing. He's just wailing on it. He's not actually doing you know, that Scruggs style stuff. How did you pick that up?
I tried to play Scruggs style, and I felt real self conscious about it because I maybe not the best at it or don't play right. And I was talking to a banjo player named Greg Cahill from Special Consensus. He's actually the last surviving member of Special Consensus. The band's been around for 40 or 50 years, and I said, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing. And he's got all sorts of books on the banjo, and he said, as long as you're having fun, that's all that really matters, you know. That's all Scruggs was doing, was just having a little fun and playing what made sense to him, and
yeah.
People name a style. So maybe 40, 50 years, there'll be a Tim style or something.
As long as you're in the right key, you know. It's
yeah, but so when I started picking with these guys, I'd play guitar because I'm a guitar player. And there's already a guitar and a mandolin, so banjo just kind of was the next logical step. So I learned the banjo on stage.
I'm sorry, there's a joke in there somewhere. The banjo is the next logical. That's a bumper sticker.
I know. I started on violin and viola and wanted to play guitar to seem cooler, and then took two steps backwards to banjo. So.
Well, no, it's funny that you started on violin and viola, and yet you're not the one who jumped to the mandolin. So that's
yeah, I could play mandolin.
I'd fight him for it.
Yeah, we could trade. We could all switch instruments, I think, pretty well.
All right, live from Studio A, fist fights right here. So four men walk in,
on,
three
yeah.
walk out.
Come on down to Luce and see what happens tonight.
Yeah, we'll go up in the parking garage and see what happens. You see what happens.
Fantastic. Black River Review live in our studio. Their new album called Just Can't Win. And CD release shows, three of them actually. One Electric Fetus tonight at 7 o'clock. Then Pizza Luce, along with Kind Country and Feeding Leroy. They'll be hitting the stage about midnight tonight. Do you think tomorrow night about the same schedule? You guys hitting the stage
about the same
midnight?
Schedule, yeah. I think so.
And tomorrow night with the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, speaking of banjo players and such, and Kyle Alla as well. So that's a huge, amazing lineup. I mean, a lot of people do a CD release show. You got two nights with four other really big names. So this is great.
I love it. We love playing with our friends. It's come celebrate with us. It's awesome.
Right. Let's hear the song.
Cool. This one is Rocky Ground. It's kind of one of those rock and roll songs. So just imagine like drums and fiddle and
smoke machines,
yeah. Overdriven banjo and all that.
Well, reverb on the vocals.
We do have the laser show in here.
We'll yeah, if you could fire up the lasers in the studio here.
Right on.
You say we had strong foundation when them walls are caving in. Roof is flying on. No way to live. No use in patching that hole up above. Water Ricky's pouring in and you still call it good. Cracks they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rock ground. Cracks they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rock ground. She had so good weather out of the storm. When the rain came in, you demanded to keep on. Never saw the difference when I looked into your eyes. Thought it was a face I knew, not a brilliant disguise. Bricks, they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rock ground. Bricks, they will come falling down. You bet your ass. Thank you. there ain't no use trying. Let's burn this whole mess down. When the ace is clear, won't see me around. I find I'm covered in the chaos. Look up from below. Snuggle getting close to you. And there's one thing you should know. Bricks they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rocky ground. Bricks they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rocky. On rock ground, bricks they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rock ground. Bricks they will come falling down. You bet your ass on rock ground. Bricks they will come falling down. When you bet your ass on rock ground.
Song Rocky Ground by Black River Review from their new album Just Can't Win. You gave the bass some on that song. That's it's nice to hear.
Bass player gets some.
Fantastic. Ian Qualley there on the bass, Adam Stereo on guitar and vocals and harmonica, Tim Lutgeb on banjo and vocals as well, and Nate Heinem on mandolin and vocals. It's great to have you guys in today. We've got a busy, busy day, so we appreciate you stopping in here first. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Get some rest, hydrate.
We're going to go home and sort out our new T-shirts and hooded sweatshirts. And
oh, there you go.
Get those ready for sale tonight.
Nice. Fantastic. Thanks, guys, for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks. Black River Review here in Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean with help from Emma Gilhouse and Connor Wolfolk as well. Funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to kmd.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A, 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.